Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Hi, everybody.
Now, this week on our Heartbeat, you spoke about our God of abundance, God who gives us abundance for every good work and everything that he has prepared for us. He has abundance for us to do that work.
Yeah, he never lacks in generosity. Our God is always giving to us. It's part of his nature. And so we should expect him to, you know, maybe not necessarily make it easy or give us, like a simple way of doing it, but even just gifts of courage to persevere, doors opening, other doors closing, so we know which direction to go. But whatever it is, his heart is, I want the best for my children, and I'm going to give. I only give good things.
Because when we think of abundance, we often do think of money.
But it's not always that. Yeah,
it's not about wealth or monetary wealth. You said God desires prosperity and he wants us to succeed with everything that he's asked us to do. And each of us has asked us different things and he wants us to be successful in that.
He shares that in the book of Genesis.
Yeah.
What does he go? Go and multiply and produce from the earth. When he sends us out of the Garden of Eden, doesn't he? He wants us to prosper, but he does say it may be a bit of hard work and labor and a bit of pain and suffering because of our choices of rejecting God and choosing ourselves, our pride, I can do it, I am like God, or I want to be like God. But in it, he still wants us to do well and to prosper.
The story that you shared that I think many of us have heard many times over our life is the story of the feeding of the 5,000, how there's an abundance of leftovers. But what I like that story starts with is God asks us, what do you have?
Yeah.
So we ask the crowd, what do you have? So God always starts with what we have. He from that provides more.
Well, he also wants us to see what we have he's originally given us. Again, it can be gifts and abilities, the Holy Spirit, how we were created and born with different talents and abilities. And he wants us to use them because he gave them to us for a purpose. He doesn't want us to just sit back and rely on God for everything. He wants us to use what we've been given, but he will add to that.
But do you think – I think it's in the – giving of those things over to God. So when Jesus says to the crowd, what do you have? And this boy comes up with, well, I've got 5 loaves and 2 fish, and he gives it over to God, to Jesus.
Yes.
That's when it could be used. So in a similar way, if we think of our own
lives, it for himself.
Yeah. So if we go, God asks us, hey, Emma, what do you have? And I go, well, okay, I suppose I can write some things,
help
I could
people.
Put some words together, yep. I could, help people in this way. Well, God goes, well, if you give that to me, so if you trust me with that, well, I will do the rest.
I will bless it even more.
Yeah, so it comes back again. I feel like a lot of our conversations come back to trusting.
Surrender, trust.
Giving it over to him and he will do the rest.
Yeah.
So he asks us first, what do you have? And we then need to trust him with that and he will do
and
the rest.
And we will be amazed at the leftovers that God gives back to us in abundance. He'll use what he wants to use,
yep,
and do what he wants to do, because what does it say? His word does not go forth and doesn't come back void until it's completed. It won't come back till it's complete. And it's amazing how in his generosity, out of his love for us, he wants to use us. And not use us, abuse us, use us so that we feel uplifted, welcome, loved.
Yeah, which when you shared as well in the heartbeat, when we give away, it's amazing how more we feel fulfilled.
Yes.
Because of that. And that's in God using us, that's when we feel like that as well. You then shared the story of Abraham and Isaac when Abraham takes Isaac to be sacrificed, but obviously that doesn't happen if we know the story. The part that I've always found interesting that I thought of differently this time when you shared the story was when Isaac says to his dad, Abraham, "Hey, Dad, where's the sacrifice for the burnt offering?" And Abraham's reply is, "God will provide the sacrifice, you know, for us." I've often thought of that response as a parent saying to their child or just fobbing a child off. Do you know what a child asks? Yes. You're like, "Oh, yeah, don't worry about that." Like, yeah, God will, you know, yeah. Like, but really it doesn't. It's not that. It's not a parent. It's Abraham, a faithful man saying, "I believe God will provide."
A faith-evoked sentence.
Yes, yes, yeah. As opposed to just a parent going, "Oh, shush."
Like, yeah, it's okay, yeah. Son. I'll fix it. Yeah, yeah.
But that faith that he has, when you use the words and you focused on the words, when they said to like the two men who were with them, I suppose they were servants.
We will come back.
And that we together, it will be us and will. And that was something that I particularly got out of it is you asked, do we have the Abraham belief faith that God will provide as opposed to he might, maybe. He may, hope. Maybe.
Yeah, like, I hope.
Yeah, and we, I mean, we do hope, obviously. Yes. But is a definite God will provide this, and that's another level of faith that we can only really ask for because
it's a gift.
We're graced with that.
From God.
Yeah,
but it's a gift from God, but it also can grow when we use it more.
Because
when we look back of what maybe God has done in the past in our life, we go, "He was trustworthy then, so I will trust Him now."
Yeah.
And our faith, you know, and God will look after us. It might be a bit different to what we think, but in Him looking after us, we'll go, "He was faithful, I'm going to trust Him again." And our faith gets built.
Increased.
Yes, increased.
Yeah. You also shared the story of the disciples going out and Jesus pretty much says, "Did you lack anything?" And they said, "No, we lacked for nothing," because God continues to provide everything that they need. But once again, it comes down to that trust of us going, "Okay, God, I need you to provide." And not, like we said, not the monetary necessarily. Sometimes we need that. Sometimes we need, like you shared the story of the water sprayer and how you were cleaning the offices.
Yes.
And
we got
the provision
blessed.
Of like getting the discount. So yes. It didn't cost as much money. So sometimes like we need those. But also that provision, as you shared, of kindness, gentleness, acceptance, understanding, like an abundance of those qualities in our lives that sometimes we don't have naturally. We need the Holy Spirit. And once again, it made me think of the Holy Spirit. A lot of those are the fruits or the gifts of the Holy Spirit. So if they're living in us, then out of our faith life comes that abundance.
Yeah, but think of it. The Holy Spirit gives us gifts. If we use them wisely and if we use them, there are fruits. So the fruits also, not just to give away to others, the fruits remain with us.
Yeah.
So we get peacefulness, gentleness, consideration, kindness, understanding, wisdom, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah. So this week, the weekly challenge is to make note of where God's abundance is in your life.
Yeah, have your eyes open.
Yeah.
And thank Him for the favour that He finds with you.
Because
think of if you give away a gift, don't you feel like they didn't even acknowledge that I gave it to them? They didn't thank me even if it was just something little. You know, we all like to know, did the person like what we gave them?
And then we're acknowledging then too that God did it.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't just us. So we hope that that conversation has really blessed you this week. We hope that you can look for God's abundance and continue to ask Him to bless Him in the areas that you need that extra abundance. And we look forward to chatting with you all again next week. Bye.
Bye, everybody.